If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Hey, you know that piece of paper they give you at the airport? It gets scanned, and then you toss it in the trash? Yeah, boarding passes. Oops, I mean boarding passes. There are plenty of reasons why you might want to hang on to that thing for your next trip. Number one, it's more vulnerable than you think. Most of us tend to cling to that pass up to the boarding gate. Once we get seated, it might get put in the side pockets of your carry-on, that seat pocket in front of you, or even used as a bookmark for the in-flight magazine. That's when your personal information can get exposed, like your number two, full name. Before anything else, who wants complete strangers knowing their name? Your name can be tagged to carry out all kinds of deeds without you knowing it. Or they might just look you up on social media and find your pictures and details there. Shouldn't your name be the most secured piece of personal information? Certainly, no transaction, fraudulent or not, can be completed without putting a name to it. Similarly, there's your number three, passenger name record. Once you present your e-ticket, which includes that six-digit passenger name record, or PNR, that's all it takes to print the boarding pass. Unfortunately, only 2% of travelers opt for the mobile boarding pass. That means the remaining 98% are potentially exposed with those printed out ones. Which group are you in? Number 4. Ticket number. To do anything involving your confirmed flight booking, all it takes is to know your full name combined with a passenger name record or your ticket number. Hey, someone can use those details to cancel your booking. Number 5. Your flight carrier and number. You might think there's nothing to keep confidential with the airline you're flying through. But a scammer also needs to know the airline when they try to cancel your flight. And what can that lead to? Number 6. An open door for scammers. Your trip has come to an end, and you're flying back home the next day. When you attempt to do an online check-in, you get a message saying that your flight reservation has been canceled. And in a snap, a scammer contacts you offering help. By now, you're aware that your airline login has been compromised, and it's too late. Number 7. Travel itinerary. You may not be a celebrity or a billionaire CEO jetting across the world, but what if someone is tracking your movements for some sinister reason? They might be planning to burglarize your home, or even worse, they may want to pry into your private life. Number 8. Barcode. The boarding pass barcode is normally at the bottom right side. Posting it, along with all the other personal details there on social media, is all it takes for your private information to be exposed. Even if you're super excited about this trip, never post any pictures of a boarding pass online. 9. Your contact details. This one will really give you the heebie-jeebies. Your home address, email, contact phone number, it's all in the barcode. Now your physical safety could be at risk. Need more convincing that your boarding pass is full of incredibly personal information? Well, how about your number 10, financial details? Ever heard of someone paying cash for a plane ticket? Yeah, most people nowadays use a credit or debit card. Sorry, but all your payment information is in that barcode too. Whoever has your debit or credit card information can even make new purchases using these details. Nope, they don't necessarily need your physical card. Number 11. Identity theft. At this point, your identity is now at risk. That means someone can carry out a whole slew of transactions or purchases using your name and other personal information. And the risk only goes up because identity theft isn't merely borrowing someone else's name because it sounds cooler than yours. It can translate to major financial theft and ruin. Number 12. The downside of the web. In case you're thinking, I wouldn't be so careless to leave my boarding pass in a public trash can or in the airplane seat pocket, don't forget how risky online stuff is too. In July 2019, a popular check-in software used by more than 500 airlines encountered a major security issue. people's boarding passes were getting downloaded by strangers. While this issue was fixed immediately, it only serves as proof of how careful you need to be with this seemingly simple little document. Number 13. Claiming compensation. One flight compensation company reported that less than 2% of travelers claim for money due them because of major flight delays, overbooking, or cancellations. Once you're aware of the airline's terms and conditions, you can then apply for compensation. And your boarding pass is the first document you'll need. Don't miss out on this financial reimbursement if you're entitled to it. Number 14. Tax records. If you travel for work, your trips could be tax deductible. You'll need proof that you physically got on a plane and flew from A to B, and a boarding pass is exactly that. It might not be enough just to show a receipt of when you paid for the ticket. Also, if you work and pay taxes abroad, your home country's tax authority might ask for proof of your absence from the country as well. 15. Accessing the airline's website. With your name and passenger name record, anyone can access the airline's website. They can change practically anything in your flight booking, or just cancel it altogether if they're feeling especially malicious. Sure, it might be easy to rebook, but don't forget that a lot of carriers will charge you for canceling or changing anything at the last minute. And what can they change? Glad you asked. Number 16. Your flight seat. Now, we all have our seat preferences. I know it's not the most serious thing in the world if your pre-selected window seat at the front of the plane has suddenly been replaced with an aisle seat back by the bathrooms. That flight's gonna stink. Or maybe the other way around. Me? I'd gladly take that happy, comfy middle seat. Oops, I'm sorry. I think I just had a hallucination that I prefer the middle seat. Weird. Anyway, what do you desire, aisle or window? Let me know down in the comments. Anyway, a more troubling offense would be if your business class ticket has now been downgraded to economy. Goodbye, legroom, and the extra money I paid to have it. Number 17. In-flight meal preference. With meals, it can be a lot more dire. You might pre-select your food on the plane for personal lifestyle choices like veganism or for medical reasons like food intolerances and allergies. Unauthorized changes to your meal preferences are more than just mere inconveniences. Number 18. Your frequent flyer rewards. Most travelers join frequent flyer programs because it doesn't cost anything. Instead, you continue to earn points as you subject yourself to jet lag, questionable airplane food, and countless awkward security pat-downs. Hey, you earn those rewards, so all that time and money you put into getting them should be secure. You're the only one who should be redeeming your hard-earned frequent flyer rewards. So there. Number 19. Forgot password? You think you're safe with all your login accounts? When someone clicks Forgot Password, they usually send the reset password to your email. Oh yeah, this boarding pass bandit has already gotten access to that as well. Number 20. That code sharing practice. Code sharing is a really common practice when partner airlines sell seats on each other's flights. It's convenient for passengers, but it can also be a risk. Your passenger name record can also be used to log in to the websites of the other code sharing airline partners. Anyone with criminal intent can ride on that PNR multiple times, increasing the chances of fraudulent transactions. Number 21. Boarding pass privileges. When a global airline showcases its boarding pass privileges as a marketing trick to get discounts and freebies at retail stores, it's a great deal, sure. But that just means your boarding pass is getting exposed to all those places. If you're putting your information out there and letting it spread all around, the risk of something personal falling into the wrong hands only gets higher and higher. 22. Privacy invasion. If your trip is confidential and sensitive, then an exposed boarding pass is exactly what you don't want. I'm not saying you have to be a secret agent or anything, but sometimes we just don't want people to know where we're headed, how long we'll be there, and what we'll be doing there. Hi, one ticket to the annual Belieber conference in Toronto, please. Okay, jokes aside, this kind of privacy intrusion could set you up for number 23, hypothetical risks. If the wrong person got hold of information that you or the whole family will be on vacation in another city or country for the next 2 weeks, then it could spell rubble. This person might decide that this will be the perfect opportunity to house and kick over your house and kick over your garden gnomes. Or write, and remember, stay on the bright side of life.